Earlier, we said power solved Plato's problem of imperialism, and it may be fairer to say that Bentham solved it, and that there are two key dimensions to this solution of powers for how to create totalitarianism. That is to say, how to control what's before our eyes. Right, theater. They have to keep us watching. They have to keep our attention. Participating in the tactic of keeping power before our eyes. The immaterial as well as the material, the spiritual or psychological. That is to say, on the layer of the individual made simultaneously the total. That's what I mean by spiritual, or that's what is usually meant by it in Bentham. And on the layer of the concrete, which is the physical design, the infrastructure of the built world, Bentham pointed the way to the former solution. And those who created the Bill of Exchange and the gold, international gold standard in the 19th century pointed the way to the latter. Bentham was concerned with how to ensure that his beautiful system, Plato's vision, stays in place, how to prevent backsliding, a creep into bad habits, life being obstinate. I suspect that after Plato and before Machiavelli, Bentham is their Bible. And Bentham is largely but restating Plato. In her introduction, the Bentham reader that I found at a used bookstore is edited by a woman who I'm unable to find any information about at all. I'm assuming she's an ancestor now. Her name is Mary Peter Mack. And in her introduction, she says that John Stuart Mill, who was a student of Bentham's, was wrong when he said that Bentham failed to give credit where it was due. But Bentham tellingly doesn't mention Plato, or I haven't encountered that, though he mentions Aristotle a lot. But it seems very clear to me that he's much, if not most, we'll see, of what he writes is a restatement of Plato. His greatest happiness principle is in many ways Plato's idea of the good, which Popper describes as, quote, the sun and the source of light in the world of forms, unquote. And by that word, form, Plato meant a thing in its essence. And then he set about ranking them, all these forms. So Bentham uses greatest happiness as Plato uses the idea of the good as the measure by which you gauge, or perhaps the compass by which you distinguish where you are along the way, the path to perfection.